This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Because of the threat to the U.S. by Hurricane Dorian, U.S. President Donald Trump is pulling out of attending events in Poland, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the start of the Second World War. VOA Steve Herman has more.
It could be an absolute monster.
President Trump, in an online video, says the government is gearing up to help the people of Florida.
We're ready. We have the best people in the world ready. And they're going to help you. We're shipping food. We're shipping water.
National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian will gain strength.
Forecasting the potential of a Category 4 storm, 130 miles an hour by the time we make landfall.
And while much of the state remains in the so-called cone of uncertainty, Graham says they are certain the big storm will hit late in the weekend.
It looks like late on Sunday into the evening.
I'm Tim McGuire.
Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong was arrested Thursday, on Friday, ahead of another weekend of planned protests on the Chinese-ruled city that is grappling with its biggest political crisis since its handover to Beijing more than two decades ago. Wong, the face of Hong Kong's push for full democracy during a protest in 2014 that paralyzed parts of the city for 79 days, was released from jail in June after serving a five-week term for contempt of court. The National Hurricane Center predicts that Hurricane Dorian will build into an extremely dangerous storm as it sucks up the warm Atlantic waters over the next 3 days. The storm could slam into southeastern Florida early Monday morning as a Category 4 hurricane. And Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for the entire state. Residents along Florida's Atlantic coast have been told to stand by for possible evacuations. This is VOA News. The Justice Department inspector says that former FBI Director James Comey broke bureau rules in his handling of memos documenting private talks with President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Comey wrote memos about conversations with the president, which he said unnerved him. The inspector general's office says Comey broke FBI rules by giving one of the memos to a friend with instructions to share its contents with a reporter. It also says Comey did not tell the FBI after being fired that he'd kept some of the memos in a home safe. The Justice Department had already decided it will not prosecute Comey over the matter. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Special Representative to Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, told reporters at the State Department that America is ready for change in Venezuela and that embattled President Nicolas Maduro leaving power is a critical part of the country being able to move forward towards free elections and a transition to democracy. But Abrams stressed that this isn't about punishment, it's not about vengeance, and they've tried to make that clear. Abrams said that he has not yet seen any signs of a willingness by Maduro to negotiate a compromise where he voluntarily leaves power. Abrams said the negotiations hosted by Norway between Maduro's representatives and representatives of Juan Guaido, as the interim president of Venezuela, are on hiatus, with Guaido's team seeking to ascertain if Maduro is negotiating in good faith or simply trying to buy time. The CDC says that mumps has swept through 57 immigration detention facilities in 19 U.S. states since last September. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
The virus has affected just under 900 migrant adults and 33 detention center staffers. The government report says as of last week, outbreaks were in 15 facilities in 7 states. In response, a spokesman for Immigration and Customs Enforcement said doctors and nurses at detention facilities screen all new detainees within 24 hours of their arrival to ensure that highly contagious diseases are not spread. Vaccines in the U.S. have drastically reduced the number of mumps outbreaks. Only a few hundred cases are reported in most years. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned a Lebanese Jamal Trust Bank for brazenly enabling the financial activities of Hezbollah, Iran's proxy in Lebanon. Washington Thursday accused the bank of support and services to Hezbollah's executive council and the Martyrs Freed Foundation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.